7 years ago, we moved back to Las Cruces, and I soon began writing these columns. They may not have changed Las Cruces, but they've changed me. When friends and strangers stop me to thank me, I'm grateful, but feel that I'm not doing enough to deserve such generous praise. But then I don't deserve all the negative stuff either. It was a busy week. A county commissioner joked that my column on Dasso enforcing immigration laws dictated an agenda item. An acquaintance sent a 3-year-old spaceport-related column around to his mailing list. That was a column where I'd written a hot first draft, mocking a company, but muted my comments markedly after talking to someone at that company. Meanwhile, I was reading a lot of material for a possible column on the PRC. People ask whether I get a lot of abuse for my columns. Not so much, actually. But such questions, like the criticisms, make me ask why I continue. I suppose because public figures sometimes forget to tell the truth, and someone should remind them, and because I can fill that need reasonably well, and because sometimes my columns help people who deserve help. In another life, I'd write more about coyotes, toads, and roadrunners, or appreciative human character studies. I'd write gentle, folksy columns full of practical wisdom, if I had any wisdom. But stuff happens, and people tell me about it, sometimes confidentially, fearing retaliation. Like many of us, I like underdogs. Sympathy won't convince me inaccurate speculation is fact, but it will motivate me to investigate and to shine what light I can into dark corners, if that seems right. I really started these columns in 1975 as the Las Cruces bureau chief for the El Paso Times. They appeared 3 times a week, titled 130 South Water, Our Address. Sometimes, passing there or contemplating the Oregon Mountains or spotting names of friends like Bob Munson, Jake Hands, Albert Johnson, Gerald Thomas, and Pete Domenici on buildings, I wonder how it would be and how I would be if I'd stayed here writing columns and stories for 4 decades. I love this place. Writing columns has helped me know it and love it better than I otherwise might. I'm grateful for that, and for so much gracious support. I'm also grateful to people who talk to me when telling the truth ain't what their bosses want done or could be dangerous. To the Sun News and to KRWG and to people who don't agree with me. I may reject some of what they say, but I never reject them as people. Neighbors who disagree are still neighbors. Our candid disagreements are the best road toward truth. Thanks.